Hello, my name is Dale. I live in Clatskanie, Oregon. I joined the Air Force when I was 18, shortly after I passed my GED. I did not have a good job, and I did not have a lot of marketable skills, so I decided to join the military. My friends all told me that I probably wouldn't make it out of basic training, but I did. I was on the delayed entry program, which means I had a couple of months before I had to report to basic training. After 6 weeks of basic training, I went to Chanute Air Force Base in Rantoul, Illinois, for my aerospace ground equipment mechanic training, the job I had chosen for myself. I was taught how to work on and operate many different pieces of portable equipment like generator sets and light carts. I really liked my job and worked hard, surrounded by men who were not real keen on having a girl on the team. I was one girl working around a bunch of men, which did not bother me at all. I was a tomboy, and still am. The job gave me pride, determination, responsibility, and a whole lot of self-confidence. I love my country, and I would join again today if they would have me. When I got out, I went to Washington State, and I applied for many jobs. My name, Dale, thinking that I was a man, would get me into the interview. And then when they saw this 5'7", 135-pound woman walk through the door, their faces would change. Many times I was told I was overqualified for the job, even though it was the job I had been doing for 6 years. So I fell back on bartending to make a living for a while until I was put in touch with a nonprofit, a job I can give back to my community. I am a disabled veteran, and I have license plates on my big four-wheel drive pickup truck that say permanent veteran on them. I can't tell you how many times I have parked my truck to go into a store and someone will ask me, "Is your husband in the military?" I smile and say, "No, I'm the veteran." Sometimes they have a confused look on their face. This is something that really annoys me. Women in the military should not be invisible. Thank you for listening.